Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show empire.
Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. My name is Ben Burnett. This is My Thought in One Take, the nuclear conflict that is beginning to escalate. The United States, the Ukraine, the West, Russia, and Belarus are entering a new phase in that. Yes, everyone's known that Russia has nuclear weapons and has since the Cold War. The United States signed an agreement with Russia and Great Britain back during the Clinton administration, saying that they would always protect the Ukraine if they would give up their nuclear weapons. And the Ukraine did. And the Ukrainians exchanged that with the understanding that they would be protected from a conflict. Well, generation or generation and a half passes, and then the Russians want to put back together the former USSR. So they invaded the Ukraine last year in February. And the United States knew that Russia was a nuclear power, ultimately. What you don't know about Russia is that it's essentially a third world country with a first world military. Well, first world-ish. They've struggled with the Ukrainians in a lot more ways than one, but if the West wasn't involved, they certainly would have taken the Ukraine over by now. It doesn't matter what munitions the West sends. The Russians will have the resources and the backing from China and others to sit there and fight in what I think will essentially be their Vietnam. Earlier this week, the Russians announced that they were sending tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus. What's scary about that situation is that Belarus shares a border with Poland, who is a NATO ally. And NATO has made it known if there's any sort of radiation or heat wave, NATO would then be forced to enter that conflict. I think that that's incredibly scary for two reasons. I don't think many of you really understand what that means. There has been one country that has ever used a nuclear weapon against another. That was the United States in 1945. We were the only country that had the technology available to sit there and put together something that could create that kind of catastrophic damage instantly. Neither of those bombs hit the ground. They both exploded about 1,000 feet at elevation. And radiation and heat and energy essentially caused people to evaporate into thin air. Killed tens of thousands of people. Those communities, they've only really begun to resurface. If you look at the Chernobyl site where there was a nuclear meltdown about 30 years ago now, it's still largely uninhabitable. Nuclear weapons are extremely dangerous, and there's only a handful of countries that have them. I know that, and you know that, but they're really, really scary. And while that's not the political headline issue in the United States today, you have to be aware. If they get used, everything about your life will change. The GDP in all of the West will plummet because fear will take over in a way that you will never otherwise imagine. It'll affect your socioeconomic status here at home. It will certainly bring the draft back in the United States. And the use of a nuclear weapon will have the implications that hundreds of millions of people will be put in harm's way over time. Because we have nuclear weapons, and the day that they detonate one, the United States will be engaged in that war. That is really scary. That's the argument that you can make, that the United States shouldn't be involved in that. To me, that's the only argument you can. If you back Vladimir Putin into a corner and he has no way to escape, and he knows that he's ultimately going to lose power, I don't think he cares about the rest of us. And I think that that is the instance where we have more to lose than he does. You have to be ever mindful when somebody starts mentioning talk about that, that it may be a veiled threat, but you have to take it seriously. Because it will invoke the United States military, it'll invoke NATO, it'll impact Poland, it will change so much of the values of Western Europe forever, and it'll never be the same. The United States has to figure out what the exit strategy is with the conflict in Ukraine, because the Russians don't seem to be coming to the negotiating table, and we need to offer them a way out that is peaceful. And even though their leader is a bad person, you don't want to see something like that happen. It's My Thought in One Take. We'll see you guys next week.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.